June 6, 2020. Day 12 of the George Floyd protests. Right as paid vigilantes looked like they were taking over, it seems folks got their act together. Curfews appear to be working, and their protests finally appear to have a point, a theme, if you will. Get about 3,000 protesters together, start midtown, walk to downtown, shut down a highway for 30 minutes. I'm not a fan of the term perfect storm, but do you think we'd see four protests in St. Louis like we did Friday if 20% of folks weren't unemployed? Good time for a long overdue change. I really liked what happened in Columbia with the Missouri Tiger football team. Now, I'm guilty, I'm a honk, but Coach Drink oversaw the team take a knee at the courthouse. They took their 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Everybody who wasn't registered to vote did so. About 62 new voters. If you ask me, kind of solving the problem on both ends, if you know what I mean. CBL and Associate Properties, which owns South County Center, West County Center, St. Clair Square, and Mid-Rivers Mall, skipped an $11.8 million payment on June 1st. It's going to be interesting. It's long been thought that the malls were the death of small retail. Will we see a resurgence, or has the internet now become the new mall? St. Louis Aquarium and the St. Louis Wheel reopen on Monday. I'm not going anytime soon, but after I catch a ball game, that's probably the first high traffic activity I'm going to be checking out. Okay, three things that if they haven't hit your radar, they should. The movie Rocket Man. Now, I'm not endorsing this as a great movie. The Elton John biopic was a little too much Mamma Mia and not enough Bohemian Rhapsody for my taste. But, you know, two-hour movie, lots of good songs. The guy who played Elton John was pretty good. By the way, how do you have a two-hour movie about Elton John and not have the song Leave On in that movie? It is what it is. Also, I'm going back to the have captions on your have captions when you watch TV idea. I think I get about 15% of lyrics wrong on Elton John songs. Think about it. If you had to sit down right now, write down Benny and the Jets, how close do you think you get? Number two, the movie Chumbo. Came out in 2015, found my radar this week thanks to COVID. Stars Bryan Cranston, Diana Lane, John Goodman, among others. It's a biopic, see a theme here, about Dalton Trumbo. Seems Trumbo was an outspoken member of the Communist Party in the late 40s, served about a year in jail for being on the blacklist. When he gets out, long story short, he writes Roman Holiday, an Academy Award winning The Brave One, no credit. Moves on to write Spartacus, Exodus, and when JFK endorses Spartacus, careers and sensibilities are restored. Go check it out. Trumbo, the movie. Lastly, have you given credit to all the high school senior and college seniors who graduated this year without the pomp and circumstance? I mean, think about it. Half the fun of being a senior were all the pats on the back. Anyways, today we sit down with six recent Post-Dispatch Scholar athletes, get a perspective from their point of view. Shorter episode than usual. This generation, big on texting, not big on talking, but all really good kids, very accomplished, and I was glad that we had a chance to sit down. Here we go.
Go to Overtime. Overtime with Oliver, with my dad. Tell your friends.
And now it's time for a very special edition of Overtime with Oliver. Took the opportunity to reach out to some of this year's Post-Dispatch Scholar athletes. Have six fine people who have agreed to come on board. Let's introduce each of them to you and then talk about what must have been a very strange year. We'll start with Brady Finney from CBC.
Hi, I'm Brady.
Okay, so I'm looking at your stuff. You're an avid singer and music enthusiast.
Yes, I am.
And yet you like Loverboy. What's up with that?
My parents really introduced me to Loverboy. Working for the weekend, it's one of my favorite songs. So I definitely have to go with Loverboy as one of my favorite bands. So.
And we play a mean trumpet.
Yes, I do. I'm first trumpet in my jazz band. I'm really proud of that as well.
I know some people who've had a very fun college time at Indiana, and that is where you're going on a full ride?
Yes, I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
When does football practice start?
Well, I'm getting there on June 20th, so I'm sure just a couple days after that.
All right, let's move on to Peter. Am I pronouncing it right, Peter? Yeah.
Lowell.
Hazelwood East?
Yes, sir.
Number two in your class, you slacker. How'd you not get number one?
I don't even know myself. I think I got a B in biology one semester junior year, and it just knocked me down.
I would take B's all day long, man. I'm just giving you trouble. So you played a lot of soccer? You going to play soccer at Ohio State?
I'm not sure yet. Like, I was going to walk on or maybe try in the middle at first, But yeah, for sure, either intramural or walk on the soccer team.
So here's your goal, and by the way, sooner than better later, man, I hope to become a chemical engineer and ultimately help find a cure to many diseases that plague our world. Did you get that quote before or after COVID?
Before COVID, actually. Like, I've been wanting to, like, with breast cancer and seeing most of, like, my grandparents die from cancer diseases. So I would think chemical engineering was the way to go in, like, the pharmaceutical route, help find cures for those diseases.
See, one rule of thumb, one common denominator we're going to have throughout this episode is you are all smarter than me. And so I don't know how you fix diseases, but get on that right away. Last question for Peter. Who is Dominique Amani Jones?
Dominique Amani Jones.
Lil Baby.
Oh, he's a rap.
That's from me to you. You can take that. Next up is Ann. Am I going to pronounce this right, Ann? Ann Zhang.
Yeah, that's right.
Went to John Burroughs. What a slacker. You're going to Yale University. You couldn't pick a harder school?
Yeah. I don't know.
John Burroughs, we golfed, we swam, we water poloed, and we knew a lot about French. Looks to me like you took 4 years of high school and 4 years of French all at the same time.
Yeah, like French class in high school.
And I see some journalism credits. Do we like to be part of the journalism scene?
Usually it depends on if there's happy news to report or important news to report.
Have you known anybody else who's gone to Yale?
Yeah, there are usually one or two kids from Burroughs every year who go. And I think I've spoken to most of them for the past few years.
And are they telling you that classes are going to start in person, or are they telling you it's online? What are they telling you?
They're telling us it's probably going to be a combination, and they're hoping to get everyone on campus, but some of the classes will likely be virtual.
I love your quote, be fearless in the pursuit of what sets your soul on fire.
Not my quote, but my quote of someone else's quote.
Right, the quote that you...
Really, yeah.
And so what do you get from that?
There are a lot of adults, I think, who, or at least in my life, who will tell me to be careful and always be practical. And so that quote is kind of the opposite end of the spectrum, so I can balance out practicality with a little bit of risk-taking.
There you go.
And what I really want.
Now we're going to go to Corey Jesus' Molly Rowles. Is that correct?
Yes.
Eldest daughter is a Corey Jesus grad. My wife is a Corey Jesus grad. You're going to make the nuns happy and go to Benedictine College?
Yes.
Definitely. Do you know anybody who's gone there?
I have known several people who have gone there, a couple from Koryezu and then a few from, like, my brother's high school.
And you ran a lot of cross country? You're going to run cross country there?
I will be running cross country, indoor track, and outdoor track.
You were a member of the Big River Running All Metro team.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty illustrious.
It was originally the All Metro Track Club team, and then when they had to stop doing it, Big River Running took it over because they wanted to continue on the tradition.
I got a brother, he's a long distance running coach at Purdue University, and mm-hmm. he does a lot of stuff with the great people over at Big River Running. You know, you also have something in common with Brady, that both of you, as your favorite book, put down Pride and Prejudice. Absurd. First, Molly's perspective, why is that your favorite book?
I just think Jane Austen does a really good job of painting characters as they really are, as humans really are, with all of their flaws and all of their talents. And I think it's really interesting to see the character development throughout the book.
And going back to Brady real quick, not exactly the book I would have picked you for, man.
So my reason's a little more stupid, if you will. So when I was thinking about my book, I didn't really know what I would put. And I just thought back that I read Pride and Prejudice probably like ninth grade. And I was like, yeah, that sounds like a good book to put down. So I just put it down. Yeah.
And Molly, your favorite musician is Thomas Rhett?
Yes.
Again, kind of an odd choice living in St. Louis, but country and Western's your thing?
I grew up every morning on the way to like school. My sister and my mom and I would listen to cross country music. So it was a really big part of my childhood that's continued on.
Bridget Hurley, come on up. Rosati Kane, strong, yeah. Very strong. What is Worldwide Technology Hackathon?
That was a competition at Worldwide Technology. They chose 10 people from each school, and they gave you like a challenge, and you came up with a solution and presented it to a panel of judges.
That skill moves you to what?
That was more in the STEM field, which I'm going into business, but it was definitely good to see just like how the business side of it worked and presenting in front of people.
What's this was finishing second? You got just like the other guys.
I know.
What was it? Do you have a B as a sophomore that kept you out from being number one?
I didn't have any Bs.
What are you hoping to do when you get out of school?
I'm not sure exactly, but, you know, at some point maybe CEO of a company. It's the big dream. I really want to work in, like, New York somewhere.
And did I hear correctly that you and Jordan were teammates growing up?
Yes.
So give me a Jordan story.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. I remember growing up, we were on the same swim team, and we would go to each other's houses, like, every single day. And one day, I asked her dad if I could come over, and he said no, and then I, like, started crying. And then he was like, okay, fine, you can come over.
All right, next up, Jordan Tierney. Now, everybody who's on this podcast, no disrespect, Jordan is the smartest person on this podcast, and it has nothing to do with the fact that she's my cousin. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So, Jordan, you graduated from Visitation, yes. And you're going to MIT.
Yes.
Tough call?
No, I fell in love with MIT from, like, the, like, day I walked on campus. When my brother was toured there when I was in seventh grade, and I just kind of, like, back then knew that, like, this was the school I wanted to go to.
And when they asked you who your role model was, I think it's a misprint. It was supposed to be me, but they somehow called your mom your role model. Who, by the way, no disrespect to your dad, but thank God you got your mom smarts.
Yeah. My mom is my role model. She works really hard all the time to make sure that I can have a good life and do all the things that I want to do. And I really look up to her for that.
And lastly, for Jordan, have you talked to your Aunt Susan yet?
Yes.
Is there a secret Tierney scholar athlete handshake you need to know about?
No. She did not teach me one of those, although I did talk to her, and she was very proud that I am also a scholar athlete.
Like, well, you guys should all be very proud of your accomplishments. I was nowhere near either scholar or athlete. So now let's go through this a little bit. When the year started, was one of your goals, Pete, to be a scholar athlete?
Actually, no. I didn't even know the award existed. My goal for which one, the scholar part or the athlete part?
The athlete part.
The athlete part was to win a district championship.
And did you accomplish that?
Fortunately, fell just short, but I know they'll make me proud next year.
There you go. Molly, were you hoping to be a scholar athlete? Or did you also not know it was out there?
I also was not aware that it was out there completely.
Brady, what were you hoping to accomplish on the football field your senior year?
Well, my senior year, I wanted to have a good season like my sophomore and junior year. Unfortunately, I was cut short. I actually hurt myself my third game, and I had to get knee surgery. But, you know, I think everything turned out okay. And, yeah, I'm going to Indiana now, so I can't really complain much.
You know, and one of the reasons for this question, guys, is because obviously when you were starting your senior year, you had no way at all to know how this whole thing was going to end. So, Bridget, did you get most of your goals done?
Actually, a big goal was to make it to state in soccer because that's my favorite season. But unfortunately, that got cut short. But my volleyball season was really successful, so I was really happy with that.
And how was your senior season?
My favorite season usually is golf, which is in the fall. So I was lucky I had that whole season. And I think that went pretty well, or at least better than last year, which was my goal. And I was sad that I couldn't finish the water polo season, but I got the other two, so I'm thankful for that.
And Jordan, you are fantastic in both field hockey and basketball. Which season was more fulfilling?
Well, I didn't play basketball this year.
Oh, okay.
So I would say field hockey.
I didn't see. Were you all state, all conference?
I was all conference and all metro in field hockey.
As we head towards the end of the senior year, we're now learning exclusively online. I've never done that where I was getting graded for it. Well, let's go around the track. Brady, what was difficult, or what, you know, what'd you take away from ending your year learning exclusively online?
For me, it was harder to learn. I'm better whenever I'm in a environment where I can, you know, physically see more things. So not being able to interact with students, not being able to interact with other teachers as well, really, it wasn't great for me. But you know, it you have to do what you got to do. So that I think I did okay.
Miley, how about you?
It was definitely a struggle because I'm definitely a people person, so I like to be around other people. But I think Corazu did a really good job about keeping it as normal as possible. Most of our classes were full. Only a few people were missing. If they did, they had legitimate like excuses. So it was pretty similar to the regular learning experience, just from home and with fewer social interactions.
Bridget, your thoughts?
Yeah, it was definitely a lot more difficult, but luckily the teachers were very understanding about the whole situation, so they're always willing to help us in any way that they could. So it worked out in the end.
Jordan?
Yeah, kind of the same that everyone else is saying. Like, it was hard. For me, the hardest part was, like, having to, like, wake up in the morning and, like, not actually, like, leave and just, like, I'm still in my room, like, waiting for classes and stuff. So that was hard.
And Pete, how many people were in your graduating class?
I think 190 something.
Okay. So what was your experience like online?
I learned that I am most definitely a visual learner. Like trying to do calculus online. Other than that, it was pretty much fine. Basically the same thing as the class. As a class, teachers were helpful. Administration was very understanding.
And Anne, how did you like learning online?
I think I fell off my work ethic a little bit. Like I'd wake up 5 minutes before my first class and maybe FaceTime during the day when I didn't have class. But our school ended actually in April, so I only had like 2 or 3 weeks of online class, so it wasn't that bad.
Leave it to Anne to be the only honest person on this entire call. Brady, do you remember the moment when you realized this was not going to be over, you were going to be missing proms, you didn't know about graduation? Was there a moment where that sunk in?
For me, I was kind of it came late for me. I kind of was very hopeful throughout, I think it was like March whenever we got that news. And we were at school and all of a sudden there was like a school-wide announcement saying, yeah, you're not coming back for the rest of the year. And that just really, my heart sunk when I heard that, because it really, you know, senior year is supposed to be one of your best years and you're supposed to finish off strong and all of that, you know, getting that taken away is really hard. So I can probably speak for most of us on here, with probably pretty hard for all of us.
Molly, was there a moment for you?
I feel like there are several moments where, like, I knew something was going to be canceled, and so I accepted that. I was like, maybe this next thing won't be canceled. Then that got canceled, too. So it was a gradual thing until I finally realized we're not going back. We're not going to get prom. We're not going to get graduation. We're not going to get senior lock-in. It was a slow process with several different moments, but eventually there was just this realization that it's not going to happen, and that was really difficult because, you know, you look for the closure at the end of high school. You went through these 4 years with these people and you're about to move on to another really big stage of your life. But we kind of that was probably the hardest thing for me, not getting the closure of finishing high school and getting to move on, because it's kind of hard to move on without that ending.
How about you, Bridget?
I think on our very last day of school, it was right before we went on spring break, so they're telling everyone to like pack up all their stuff, and they're like, it might, like, we might still come back, but like just in case. And so that's kind of when it like started hitting me that we probably wouldn't, but I definitely still had hope that I would have a prom and graduation. So it took a while for me to realize that we wouldn't get those things, but yeah.
Now, Jordan, I saw pictures of you in your dress, and you didn't let it totally slide by. You did a little something different. It looked like it anyway.
Yeah, for our prom, my classmates and I kind of organized a Zoom prom, and it was not great. It was like, because like on the day that prom was supposed to be, and everybody dressed up in their dresses and sat in a Zoom call in almost silence, and it was not ideal, but it was something.
So. And Pete, were you looking forward to prom and graduation? I would assume so.
Yeah, I was, especially the prom part, and walking the stage and finally being able to say, yes, I accomplished something. But I don't know, it never really hit me. Like, I was just like, oh, they canceled it. Kind of was expecting it.
And Anne, what about you?
We actually rescheduled sort of, hopefully, prom and graduation for like one weekend in August back to back. It'll be pretty chaotic, but I didn't know about that until recently. So I spent like maybe a month or two wallowing in the sadness that I wouldn't have that closure. Yeah, but hopefully it can still happen.
Brady, has there been anybody talking about getting everybody together over the holidays or anything like that?
Yeah, CBC actually has something they're going to do during July timeframe. And that's great. I completely appreciate that they're trying to do that. But for me, it's kind of bittersweet in a way, because, I mean, I'm going to be at Indiana. It's not like I'm going to be able to come back for that. So, you know, it's great for my classmates. I won't be able to do that with my classmates anymore. So it's kind of bittersweet. But yeah, I completely appreciate what CBC is doing there.
What do you think you're going to miss the most about CBC, Brady?
The people. The people, for sure. They're great people. The classmates, the teachers. They really helped me get to where I am today. Yeah, I wouldn't be the same person if I didn't go to CBC. So I give that all to the teachers and students, and my parents giving me the opportunity to go there as well.
And Molly, correct me if I'm wrong, was the expansion at Koryezu already done when you started?
It was finishing up my freshman year. So freshman year, we still had to deal with the whole chaotic craziness of construction, and there was always banging going on, but it was finished by my sophomore year.
I mean, obviously it was better. How was it different?
We have a brand new gym, classroom complex that includes a gym, a new weight room, a new trainer's office, a new athletic department office. We're running out of space with the new student commons as well.
And Bridget, you're the second person I've interviewed who went to Rosati Kane. Did you know that Mrs. Emo from Emo's Pizza went to Rosati Kane?
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
A little take. I'm going to give you guys something to take home with everything. Rosati Kane, I don't know a lot about it. I know Jordan's aunt Susan went there. Great school up north. What are you going to miss about Rosati Kane?
I'm really going to miss, obviously, my friends, and just, it's a very small school. So, but it's nice because, like, anytime you walk around the halls, you know everyone, and everyone's just so kind and, like, inclusive. So it's a very tight-knit community.
Jordan, visitation?
Yeah, definitely definitely the people at Viz. Like, obviously all of my friends and stuff, but like Bridget was saying, Viz is also a really small school, so you get to know people really well. And I don't know what I'm going to do without Viz and that, like, support system that I've had for the last 8 years I've been at Viz. So,
Pete, what about Hazelwood East?
Miss the students. like every day was always fun. Hallways, lunch, pep rallies. So it was just basically that connection, the connection. And then most of the kids that I've been going to school with since I was in like fifth grade.
And Ann, John Burroughs is a gorgeous campus, gorgeous place to go to school. What are you going to miss?
Of course, the people and also the opportunities and how much was going on all the time, like getting to see a student theater showcase one weekend and then maybe go to the art gallery, something like that, which I really missed in the nothingness of quarantine.
Speaking of quarantine, so this one's kind of a tricky question, but if you can't answer it, just say pass. In your head, 40 years from now, 50 years from now, Grandpa, what was it like to be in school as a senior when all this was going on? What would you tell him? What do you think it was like? What do you think you're going to remember?
I'd say 2020 was a weird year. I would say, yeah, we faced a lot of adversity and, you know, it's still going on. So hopefully we get through it.
Molly?
I'd say definitely learned that a lot of my relationships can span the distance despite the quarantine. And that's a really big takeaway for me is that, like, going off to college, I'm about to leave a lot of the people I care about, and quarantine has kind of taught me that it's okay because we've lasted through so much of this that it's going to continue on.
Bridget, what will you remember?
I'll probably remember, like, the things that came about from quarantine, so, like, birthday parades for friends and, like, different ways to social distance with your friends because those were all really special.
Jordan?
I would say I'm probably going to remember just like I kind of learned during this quarantine that, like, kind of like Molly was saying, that, like, even if you're like far apart from someone, like, you can that doesn't mean that you stop like caring about them or they stop caring about you, and like having a you can have a relationship with your friends or whoever, even if you don't see them like every day at school.
What about you, Pete?
Yeah, I would say the same. Keep in constant communication with your friends and not letting that distance strain the friendship.
And?
I think looking back a long time from now, 2020 will be a reminder of how relative normalcy is, because I really lived the same life for 17 years of my life. And then this is the one year that's been so wildly different from the rest of them. And so just don't get too attached to any habits because they can't last forever.
So as we wrap this part of our time together up, we're going to start again with Brady. What are the schools telling you in regards to, I know we touched base on this a little bit, but just to wrap it all up, what are schools telling you to expect come fall?
Well, I'm getting there June 20th, and what they're saying is there's not going to be any summer school, but they are going to have in-person schooling. They said that for sure in Indiana. So you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they do that, and I'm all for it. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting. They have to be safe about it.
If you don't want to because you feel that you won't be safe, do they give you the option?
That's a great question. I don't want to speak for Indiana there. Probably you'd have to ask the admissions department there. I have no idea.
Molly, what's Benedictine telling you?
They told us we're definitely going back in the fall. And they moved our start date up by a week so that we could finish at Thanksgiving break and take our winter exams online. And then we'll just have a larger winter break.
And are they telling you that this is also how it's going to be as a sophomore, as a junior, or are they telling you we're playing this by ear?
They're really just saying playing by ear. They're just taking it like one step at a time.
And Bridget, you're going to Emory. I don't know anybody who's ever gone, but man, the things I've heard about that school are just phenomenal. I mean, everybody just, it's a very special place. What are they telling you?
They haven't came out and said anything yet. I just read on the website yesterday that they're supposed to come out with a decision on June 15th. So we're just kind of waiting to hear, but I think that they will have people come to campus.
You bringing a car down there?
No.
Atlanta, worst traffic in the country.
Yes.
Jordan, you're going to Boston. What's MIT telling you?
They haven't said anything yet. either. They're just kind of waiting. They said probably by the beginning of July.
How do they expect you to buy airline tickets and get dorm rooms and that kind of stuff?
I guess they don't. Yeah, it's kind of stressful just not even knowing like what's happening. But
and Pete, Ohio State is a huge school. What are they telling you?
Yeah, they just announced yesterday that we're going to be back in classes for the fall semester, but they're cutting the fall semester short till Thanksgiving break, and then all the way till December 4th, we'll have online classes and we'll take our finals online.
And what is Yale telling you?
I think I said earlier that almost everything is up in the air, and they haven't made many official announcements, but we do have the same plan going on that Molly and Pete talked about with cutting the semester short. And then, like, I don't think we're starting early, but we're cutting out fall break.
Well, guys, you know, you'd lived a situation that's going to be unique, hopefully forever. And it'll be something where I think what would become your norm are things we've never experienced. I mean, I'd never done any kind of podcast or any kind of a Zoom thing that wasn't, you know, like a one-time special. Do you think that moving forward for your generation, this is going to be normal? You're not going to have to go to school every day. You're going to have stuff online. Work, you're going to have stuff online. I mean, how do you feel looking forward, Brady?
I think doing stuff online is going to become more prevalent. Let's not take schooling, for example. Let's take your job or something like that. If you can work remotely, companies are going to probably start doing that. I saw something about Twitter starting to do that, that they're going to work from their homes indefinitely. They're not going to have they're not actually going to have like an office building anymore, apparently. And they're just going to have their employees work from home, which is very interesting. It's like kind of an experiment that they're doing. So, you know, it's all up in the air to see what the workforce is going to do, what schooling is going to do for online learning and online working as well.
Molly, the people person, what do you think it's going to look like moving forward?
Hopefully not everything stays online, but I think that it's definitely going to become a viable option for the future, where that you get more choices to stay online, and hopefully it's more of a choice and not so much just becomes the way.
Bridget, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with Molly. I think that probably for a while it'll be like Zoom calls and e-learning and such, but I think it's pretty critical to go in the classroom and actually learn, so hopefully it won't have to be like that for too long.
Jordan?
I kind of agree with Brady that there's going to be some companies, definitely not like a majority of them, but probably a few, probably like the tech companies like Twitter and stuff like that, who might decide that they don't need to like own like a building or something like an office for their employees, so they can like make their people work from home or have some of them work from home so they don't have to run out as much space so they can save money. So I can definitely see that as a possibility.
So Pete, can you cure diseases via Zoom?
No, you cannot. I feel like at some point we're gonna have to return to like complete normalcy, because the hospital situations and like the lab, like engineers and scientists, they need to be able to go to their labs to work. They have the proper equipment there. So I feel like maybe I'm optimistic actually, that we'll have a vaccine for the coronavirus probably in like a year or two, and we'll be able to run back to normal operations.
Ian, your thoughts?
I do know that like Brady and Jordan talked about, there are certain employees at jobs at companies like Twitter who are demanding the same sort of benefits that they're having now to be kept even after social isolation. But school-wise, I don't think that would work as well, because there are people who don't have maybe a stable internet connection or enough devices at home to keep up with distance learning. So I think it'll vary by whether you're talking school or a certain business. But school-wise, I hope we go back.
All right, guys, well, we're going to wrap this part of the session up and then immediately go into what we call St. Louis 7. This will be an audio podcast that will be wherever you get your podcasts. Overtime with Oliver is the name of it. And I want to thank you all for your time. Before I let you go, though, two things you got to promise me. One, from the time you leave school until Christmas, so I'm not saying forever, but from now, from then until Christmas, call your mom once a week. Promise?
Promise.
I'm listening. And text your dad every other time, not about money. So you can text him about money, but then throw in a text not about money the next time. Congratulations, guys. 2020 Scholar Athletes, Brady, Molly, Bridget, Jordan, Pete, and Ann, thanks for your time. Let's wrap it up.
And there's another one for the books. I want to thank the kids for hanging out. Man, I was neither a scholar nor an athlete. What an accomplishment for all those six and everybody who was so honored. If you want to check out the YouTube episode for Overtime with Oliver, St. Louis 7, that is on YouTube, OT with Oliver. Also, if you wouldn't mind, when you get a chance for the podcast, hit that little subscribe button that you're looking at. That helps make this thing get to more people. I really appreciate that. Looking forward to this week. We got a couple great interviews that were scheduled, and the beat goes on, as we do. Thanks for your time this time. Till next time, so long.